Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. Now, I know what you're thinking, another day, another Tech Talk episode? Not quite. Today, we're diving into something a little deeper, something that goes beyond just scrolling and liking. Fostering genuine connection and community in this crazy digital world we live in. Ever feel like you're constantly surrounded by people yet utterly alone? You know that feeling when you're at an event, phone practically glued to your hand, but you're missing out on the real conversations happening right next to you? Yeah, I get it. It's easy to get caught in the endless loop of digital interaction, losing sight of the richness and depth of face-to-face connection. But here's the thing. Technology shouldn't isolate us. It should actually bridge gaps and help us connect on a deeper level. So, how do we strike that balance? How do we cultivate meaningful relationships in an age of digital overload? That's what we're breaking down today. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Be present, not just available. This is huge. Remember those days when you actually talked to people without checking your phone every 2 seconds? Yeah, let's bring that back. When you're with someone, give them your undivided attention. Put the phone away, make eye contact, and truly listen. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a friend's house and start scrolling through Instagram while they were talking to you, right? Treat real-life interactions with the same level of respect and focus. 2. Quality over quantity. Don't get me wrong, having a large network is great. But remember, it's not about the number of connections you have, it's about the quality of those connections. Focus on nurturing relationships with people who truly matter to you, who bring value to your life, and who support your growth. 3. Embrace shared experiences. Remember that feeling of connection after a shared adventure? Whether it's trying out a new restaurant, going on a hike, or even just having a board game night, shared experiences create lasting memories and strengthen bonds. So ditch the screens sometimes and get out there. 4. Cultivate online communities with intention. Okay, let's talk about the good side of the internet. There are amazing online communities out there filled with passionate people who share your interests. But be mindful. Choose communities that uplift you, inspire you, and foster genuine connections. Avoid those that feel draining or negative. Remember, your digital space should be an extension of your real-life values and goals. 5. Be kind and compassionate. This one seems obvious, but it bears repeating. Treat others online with the same kindness and respect you would in person. Listen to understand, not just to respond. Offer support when needed, and celebrate each other's successes. Remember, we're all human beings navigating this digital world together, and a little bit of compassion goes a long way. Think about that last time you felt truly connected with someone. Maybe a deep conversation with a friend, an inspiring moment at a concert, or even just a shared laugh over coffee. Now, imagine how much richer our lives could be if we intentionally cultivated those moments more often. Here's a real-world example. I recently went to a local park for a hike. I was surprised by how many people were glued to their phones, even though they were surrounded by beautiful scenery and fresh air. It made me think about how easy it is to miss out on the simple joys of being present in the moment. So, I decided to put my phone away and just enjoy the view, the sounds of nature, and the company of other hikers. And guess what? It felt amazing. I ended up having a really engaging conversation with a fellow hiker about our favorite trails and even made a new friend. It was a simple reminder that sometimes the best connections happen when we unplug and truly engage with the world around us. So, take it from me. Digital minimalism isn't just about deleting apps and reducing screen time. It's about intentionally designing a life that prioritizes real-world connection and meaningful experiences. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there, connect with people, share laughter, stories, and maybe even a few adventures. The world is waiting, and so are the amazing connections waiting to be made. Until next time, keep it minimal, keep it real, and keep on connecting.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.